One if by land, two if by sea. Get on board, cause it's Jubilee. Yes, sir, here's your kicks for this week, all wrapped up in a big package of Jubilee just beamed to you and you and you. Tonight's Torah Technique brings you Barney Bigard, ace clarinetist, the one and only King Cole Trio, Judy Carroll, Benny Carter and his fine band, and the star of the Jack Benny program, Eddie Rochester Anderson. And here to toss his torso, wiggle his waddle, and laminate your larynxes is your master of ceremonies, Ernie Bubbles Whitman.
Thank you, Van Smith, and thank you, folks, thank you. Cass, we want you to gather around a little sauce of grade A for some cream to the cream that'll make you homogenize. The first leaks we're going to get in tonight are a few Benny Carter and his band, and here he is, Benny Carter! Thank you. Men, when I say gnat, that don't mean a thing. You might think I was talking about a gnat that was a bug. And when I say king, that don't mean nothing, because that could be any old king at all. But when I say Nat King Cole, you dig me lightly, don't you? Yes, sir, and I ain't running off the lip when I tell you that the next attraction is the King Cole Trio. With Johnny Millie on the bass, Oscar Moore on guitar, and Nat himself on the 88th, it's if you can't smile and say yes, please don't cry and say no.
Knock me a kiss, you'll never miss when I'm ready to go. But But if you can't smile and say yes, please don't cry and say no. Squeeze me a squoze in these fine clothes. I love you so. But if you can't smile and say yes, please don't cry and say no. When I ask for a date, the answer is no. You don't know what you're saying. Don't you know war's on, everything is ration. How about that jive? Keep me alive. Baby, let bygones be bygones. 'Cause men are scarce as nylons. And if you can't smile and say yes, please don't cry and say no. You're saying, don't you know the war's on, everything's ration. How about that jive? Keep me alive. Baby, let bygones be bygones. 'Cause men are scarce as nylons. And if you can't smile and say yes, please don't cry and say no, 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 baby. Please don't cry and say no.
And now, cats. Hello?
Hello, Ernie. This is Rochester.
Hey, where are you, Rochester? We've been expecting you over here.
I know, Ernie, but I got tied up on a matter of utmost importance. I was called into consultation on a situation of unparalleled magnitude by high official governmental circles.
No kidding. Who, Rochester?
I'm not at liberty to divulge the information. Military secret.
Oh, Rochester. Oh.
That's right. Wrecked my whole story.
Rochester, I thought you said you were the high official.
Well, she may not be an official, but she sure is high.
I'm ashamed of you, Rochester. All you think of is wine, women, and song.
Who's singing?
Never mind. You get right over here as fast as you can.
Okay, Ernie. Goodbye.
I don't know what I'm going to do with that boy now. It behooves me as a big fat behoover to bring on a gate who's one of your favorites. This man has got so much technique on clarinet that they can't make an instrument fast enough for him. Naturally, you know who I mean, Barnaby Guard. And here he is with Benny Carter's orchestra, giving out with his composition of Elabouge Blues. Barney, we all know that Elabouge is Jubilee spelled backwards, but you be sure and play it frontwards.
Thank you.
the time to... Come in.
Well, here I am.
Well, you sure took your time, Rochester, especially for a fellow who said he had something important to tell me. What is the big news?
Well, Ernie, I'm thinking of leaving Mr. Benny and opening up a business of my own.
Boy, when Mr. Benny hears that, he'll tear his hair out.
If he does, believe me, he'll feel no pain.
Well, what do you want with your own business, Rochester? I thought Mr. Benny paid you very handsome money.
Yeah, but I like that ugly kind that folds. Oh.
Well, what kind of business are you going into?
Well, Ernie, do you like thick, juicy steaks?
Man, I sure do.
Great, big, beautiful slabs of roast beef?
I'll say.
All the lamb chops you can eat?
Oh, brother, do I?
Ernie, I think I can help you.
You gonna open up a butcher shop?
A reducing parlor.
A reducing parlor?
That's right. I call it the Central Avenue Accentuate the Positive, Eliminate the Negative, and Mess Around with Everything in Between Reducing Establishment.
Well, all this talk about reducing is very interesting, Rochester. But why come to me about it?
Mr. Whitman, the answer is as plain as the stomach on your stomach.
Oh. Now, hold on, Rochester. Are you implying that I am plump? Why, I have the kind of figure that they sing about.
Yeah, and I know the song, too. One meatball!
Well, I don't like to admit this, but maybe I should take off a few pounds. What did you suggest for me, Rochester? Massage?
I think your best bet would be demolition. Then, of course, you could take our steam cabinet treatment.
Yeah.
We got the most powerful steam cabinet in the world.
Really?
Yeah, we tried it out on the dog the other day, and 10 minutes he went from poodle to puddle.
Well, I don't think that's for me, but haven't you got any masseurs down at your place?
Oh, sure. We can give you 3 different types of masseur treatment.
3 different types, eh?
There's the ouch, that hurts type. There's the oh, you're killing me type. Then there's the oh type. Now, which would you prefer, Ernie?
Well, if you don't mind, I'll take the you lay your hand on me and I'll scream for the police type.
Well, I can see I'm not going to get any business here. So long, Ernie. I'm going over to Lena Horne's house and try to get her down to the massage parlor.
Well, Lena don't have to reduce Rochester. What are you going to massage her for?
Don't worry, I'll think of something. Goodbye.
Comes a time in the affairs of men when they feel the need of some pulsating fortitude. So here's just what Dr. Jai prescribed. And with open arms and a twinkle in my big fat eye, I'm glad to welcome to that gift of the blues, Judy Carroll. Oh, welcome to Jubilee, sweetie pie.
Thanks, Ernie, but you'd better be careful of that sweet talk.
Oh.
A certain fella I know at APO 980 just might be listening. Might not like it either.
So what? Is he bigger than me?
Of course not. That's impossible.
Oh.
But I would like to dedicate my song to this fella. Is that okay?
Well, is he a Latchstone Jackson?
He ain't a four-cornered square.
Well, is he solid potato salad?
He ain't a beat-up artichoke.
Is he a groovy Louie?
Man, he's a rover who crossed over to the swinging side of the street.
Consider it dedicated. What's it gonna be?
Play me the blues with Benny Carter at the Jam Jar.
Huh.
Sing me a blue refrain.
strain when there's bad news. So many times we kissed while dancing to your sweet melodies, but now he's gone, and that song brings too many memories. So, maestro, please put down that violin. You know the mood I'm in. Play me the blues.
A six-hour pass. Well, men, when we got all through tonight, I don't want to see any cablegrams from any of you saying, what's your idea of doing a jubilee and Nat Cole only playing one number? So just to keep everything straight, I'm going to ask the boys to braid another hymn on your frayed lapels. What's it going to be this time, Nat?
Well, Ernie, here's a little medley the folks seems to like. We're coming at you with an arrangement of a little tune entitled Miss Thing and followed up with a little ditty entitled Sunny Side of the Street.
Well, Nat, go right ahead and knock it at us.
your coat and your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to sunshine side of the street. Can't you hear the pity-pat of the happy little tunes at your step? Life can be so sweet on the sunshine side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade. I'm not afraid, because my worries are over and the road's crossed over. For never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. With gold dust at my feet on the sunshine side of the street. Grab your hat, your coat, your vest and cane. Leave your worries on the doorstep, going by and by. Just direct your feet to the side of the street that's sunny. Can't you hear the pitter-pat, the rat-a-tat of the happy tunes at your step? Life can be so sweet on the side of the street that's sunny. I used to walk in the shade with the blues on parade. I am not afraid, cause my worries are over and the road's crossed over. If my number never comes out, we'll still be rich as Rockefeller and we'll constantly be mellow. Gold is at our feet on the side of the street that's sunny.
Thank you, King Cole Trio. Well, about 30 minutes ago, we started to approach the point in the program at which we have now arrived. In other words, a conclusion has been reached, and we shall deal with it in a ruddy manner. Benny, you got a word for the congregation?
Well, Ernie, it's always a thrill to be here on Jubilee, knocking them out for the boys, and here's something on the bright side to top off the session.
Well, turn up that flame, hotfoot us, Benny, hotfoot us.
We'll be right back.
Thank you. Well, that leaves us with nothing left but cracklings. But I hope there was enough for everybody. While they're mopping up Hothorn Hall, we just have time to say thanks to Barney Bigood, Judy Carroll, King Cole and his trio, Benny Carter and his orchestra, and my son, Rochester. Meanwhile, this is Ernie, not all the budgets are in Belgium, Whitman saying, from the bottom of my big fat heart, so long and good luck.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.